Blog Talk Radio.
Episode 22 of
Conclave Radio.
Episode 22. We're glad that all of you have decided to join us either by listening or, of course, our Facebook Live audience. We're glad that you've decided to join us for it's going to be a mini episode, guys. It's going to be a mini episode. As you can tell, Casey Hall is not with us. It's spring break. And so we're having to adjust, but I think me and Casey have talked about maybe trying to slide in an extra episode this week. Because it's spring break, so we thought maybe a twofer might be appropriate. So,
two minis.
Yeah, why not? Because we didn't get to do it last week, so we're trying to maybe double up this week. But it has been, it's great to get to see you guys, joined this week by, of course, none other than Greg Will Die. Greg, thank you for joining us, of course. Woo! And, of course, the number one fan of Conclave Radio. He is Hunter Champion, sporting
the Conclave Radio shirt.
Too. Oh, man. Show the people the Conclave Radio shirt, Hunter. I mean, look at that. I mean, that's a great advertisement. So there's only about three or four of those out in production. I got one. Casey's got one. You've got one. I think we have one other one out there somewhere. I think it might have been my beautiful wife. I do have an extra Conclave shirt, Greg. It's large.
I'll fit in the large.
Can you fit in large? It's that funny material, though. It's that funny material where you almost need like a size above what you normally would wear. Mm-hmm. You know, it's that kind of that material. That's why I need to go away from that material.
That size that I need to wear too below what I'm supposed to wear?
Yeah, like I don't – yeah, it almost feels like I'm wearing a medium. You know, and like that's
I like
just
– medium.
Yeah, you would – well, that's because you look like you, Hunter, and I look like me. However, I'm starting the 10-pound diet.
Not all of us get to look like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
So, how's everyone's week been?
Been good. Good.
All right.
Long.
Yeah.
I wish I was on spring break.
Right?
Yeah.
Clint kind of been on spring break.
I mean, my kids are on spring break, so I took a couple of days.
Yeah.
I took a couple of days.
I'll use that excuse in a few years.
It won't be long. Won't be long for both of you where your kids' spring break turns into your spring break.
Well, I've been going in like an hour late.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah. So let's do a little recap. And Hunter, I might need a little help from you. This past Sunday at Conclave, I actually missed. We were having some family time away out of the city. And so, Jason Daffin was our guest speaker. Of course, Hunter helped with worship with Chase and Carmen this week, saying. Mm-hmm. So give us an overall feel of overview, a little bit of what this past Sunday night was like. I know we had a great crowd, good food, the Jarvises provided the meal.
Yep, we had Sloppy Joe's, surprisingly my favorite meal.
Oh, big
Very
big
simple,
fan.
Very easy to make. Yep. I love Sloppy Joe's. Jason Daffin did an amazing job. I didn't get to hear him the first time he mm-hmm. spoke, but he did an amazing job. I've never actually heard his testimony until then, and I was very blown away. Very blown away.
Fun fact about Jason, he's the only guest speaker for Conclave that has spoken twice. So he he holds a history. He was one of the first guest speakers we ever had. He helped me one time when I was had to be away. And then, so I asked him again. So I told him he's kind of up
so
in there and upper echelon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can count on Jason.
He's your fill-in.
I can count on Jason. I know that if I ask Jason, he's like, sure, absolutely. So you got to appreciate that about a guy, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and tell me about worship. Do you remember what y'all sang? Cause,
we did a song I've never heard before.
Oh, that's the name I've never heard before. You ever heard that song?
I've never heard the song I've never heard before.
I've never heard of that song before.
But you know me, I can just wing it and just go.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you're the percussion expert.
I just go with it. Yeah. I just go with it. They told me about 3 minutes ahead of time when we were playing. But it was good.
Had enough time to listen to YouTube, right?
Oh, yeah.
But you played it like a champ, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Like a champion.
Absolutely.
Like a champion. Well done. Yes. So, So that was kind of, it was, I heard it was a great week. Mm-hmm. Food was good, good fellowship.
What's amazing is you can definitely tell everybody's hyped up about basketball. Mm-hmm. As soon as all the guys got there, it was to the gym we went. Yeah. Everybody's in there playing, what is it, knockout? Were you behind
bump.
Bump. We was in there playing bump, and then we played, was it shootout? The three-point shoot where you go around, you try to go.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh, uh-huh.
We did a few rounds of that. So, yeah, you can definitely tell everybody's trying to work on their game.
Everybody's getting ready.
Right before we get in the first game.
Yep, it's going to be – yeah, for any of our fans, we'll put the schedule out. We would love for people to come support us during the season. Yeah, absolutely. So we weren't allowed to – Pastor Jason said we shouldn't do the name Metro for our team in case we weren't any good. And so we didn't do Conclave because I got to protect the brand.
That's right.
Got to protect the brand.
Investment.
Right. So we went with Pew Hoopers. No, Pew Hoppers.
Hoppers. Uh-huh.
Pew Hoppers. So
people are getting tongue-tied.
Now, in our studio audience is Landon Jones.
Woo!
And Landon had really my personal favorite was the Hezekiah Walkers. That was my favorite. I really appreciated the Hezekiah Walkers.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so that was kind of a quick – there will be no preview because this week, of course, is Easter. So there will be no conclave. This upcoming Sunday, but the 2 weeks following are big weeks. As you know, the Twitterverse, all right, April the 8th is a big week for us. It's a historical week at Conclave. It's the first time this has ever happened. There's a lot of historical moments with Conclave. This is a big one. It's the first ever Conclave baby shower for baby champions. Baby champion, baby shower.
We're super excited about that.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty great.
I'm kind of nervous to see what some of the Conclavians bring.
Yeah, I think that's we're also curious about that also. Yeah. I'm very curious to see how that goes.
Yeah.
So I think Lisa's given some of the young guys some instructions on what to burn, how to handle a baby shark, because it's not just for the ladies. It's going to be for all of us, right? So
right.
That's good. And then on the 15th, Jennifer Browning will be our speaker, so we are very excited about that. Glad to have her speaking to us. And then that's just going to lead us right into the 22nd, which that weekend is our beach trip. So can't beat that. And Layton's just writing our camera reviews, so it's just a great thing. Yeah, just clogging up our little work. I mean, this is where our bread and butter is.
Oh, sorry.
Really? I mean, I'm telling
hope
you.
Hope y'all enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Backside.
That's right. So, yeah, the beach trip is – I know neither one of you gentlemen are going. Landon's going. It's going to be – we can't wait. We can't wait for the beach trip. We'll have to do lots of pictures and videos so that you feel like you're still apart.
Yeah, just rub it in my face.
Well, we can't risk – the birth of baby Jim. You can go first.
Oh, wouldn't that be something?
That would not – I don't think that would make the grandparents.
That would be a first for Conklin.
Mama Champion would not be happy with me. Would not be happy with me. No, we can't have that. Well, let's talk about very quickly. This has to be a mini show, so let's just go around the table and let's talk Easter. Let's talk about something. What are you looking forward to this Easter? Like not about the singing or the music or the preaching, but just in general, what comes to your mind when this Easter season?
Well, I'm really excited because this Easter will be the first time in like a long time where I've gotten to sit in service and just be a part of service.
Yeah.
But then I'm weird because I'm not looking forward to Easter as much as I'm looking forward to Good Friday.
Yes.
Because I've got this thing where on Facebook I post what would have been happening during Holy Week.
Mm-hmm.
And Good Friday is, of course, the busy one for what happened
during
the lead up to him being crucified and then going into the grave. So I'm so interested.
And you've done this more than just this year, right?
Every year.
How many years have you been doing it, you think?
Three or four.
Oh, wow.
It's been a growing script. Like the first year I was like, oh, okay, I'll do a couple posts on Good Friday about what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next year I did a really in-depth Bible study about what would have happened each day.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's begun.
You ought to do hour by hour.
On Friday, I almost do.
He does a lot.
On Friday, it's every hour and a half or 2 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to get on Facebook. I don't get on Facebook much.
Yeah.
I'm Instagram.
It's pretty cool. But I do one a day leading up to Good Friday. And then Good Friday is like every hour. So, yeah. That's my exciting thing about Easter.
Hunter, tell me something about Easter for you.
Well, I get the grand opportunity to work this Easter, but they did work it out to where I've only got to work 4 hours. So I'm going to go in at 6, be off at 10. I'm going to get ready at like 9:30. So as soon as I get off, I'm heading straight here to the church.
And you're not playing the drums.
I will not be playing.
So you'll actually
be able to enjoy.
You want to sit with that? You want to sit with that? Are the parent champions, are they coming by any chance?
I have no idea.
If they're not, you sit with Johnson's. They can. Well, we can. I mean, I'm sure we'll have our conclave row.
Oh yeah.
Conclave will be in full.
See what it's all about.
That's absolutely. Yeah.
You know, Vicky Champion always shares.
Of course she does.
She knows all about conclave.
We appreciate Vicky Champion.
She's extended hands of conclave.
Always a comment. I can always count on Vicky Champion for the comment on Conclave Radio when Hunter is on the video, right?
Scary.
Yeah. So we love Easter. I feel a lot. You know, yours about the. You know, about what you do on Friday because we all look forward to what you write on Friday. You know, sometimes we're just so not jaded to Easter and Good Friday, but it's just, you know, especially this is going to be your last one before kids. Mm-hmm. You've got a kid. And so Easter's a big deal for the non-believers. So much stuff going on. You know, you've got Easter egg hunts and you've got all that and the Easter bunny, which is totally fun and all that good stuff. And then we've got to wear our cool clothes for Sunday. You know, got to get all perfect, you know.
Yep.
But, and so sometimes you just, if you're not careful, you forget the main thing. Mm, you know,
right.
You ever heard that sermon? You want to keep the main things on the main things.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we're all guilty of that from time to time.
Oh,
where the most devoted, you know, can sometimes we can just be distracted. And so that's something that I want to really try to harp on this Easter is I'm going to enjoy all that stuff.
Keep Christ in Chris.
Right.
Easter.
Correct. Yes. We need to have a. If only there was a funny saying about that. Can you think of one?
Yeah.
I can't either.
You have
until Friday, then you can post it on your Facebook page. So, yeah, so we want to wish everyone out there a happy Easter. Hope that you go to church somewhere. If you don't have a church home, come see us at Metro. No greater love. That's the name of the thing this year.
Love.
So we would love for you to be with us 10 a.m. on Sunday morning for Easter. There's going to be people outside waving and greeting you and holding signs up, I think, and open the door for you. So if you don't have a church home.
The coolest thing is anybody anywhere in the world says the same thing. He is risen.
He is risen. Mm-hmm. That's right. No matter where you are.
Yeah.
That's right. So thanks, guys. I appreciate y'all help. We miss you, Casey. We miss you very much. We know you'll be listening.
Slacker heathen.
I know, right? So it's been a great short mini episode. So we will talk to you next week or tomorrow, whenever it is, for the 23rd episode of Conclave Radio.